Coming through! Captain of the Guard, coming through!
Thank you, soldier! Now, what do we have here?
One dead halfling, Captain. We've secured the crime scene and sent for the psychic.
Ah, no need, Private. I can solve this one myself.
Oh, no. Here we go again. Thinks they're Sherlock bloody Holmes.
What was that, soldier?
I'll ask these people to return to their homes.
Good thinking, soldier. Now, let's take a look. Who discovered the body?
Mrs. Jenkins, the baker, Captain. Came across it this morning when she opened up the shop.
Excellent. Arrest Mrs. Jenkins and we'll be on our way.
Sorry, Captain. Did you say arrest Mrs. Jenkins?
I did, Private. The case is solved.
With respect, Captain, I feel that it warrants a further investigation.
Oh, very well. Let me take another look.
Very good, Captain.
It is clear to me that this halfling was poisoned.
Poisoned, Captain.
Indubitably, soldier.
But he has an arrow sticking out of his head, Captain.
As I said, a poisoned arrow.
Right.
So the question is, who shot him and why?
Oh, that's easy, isn't it, Private?
Is it, Captain?
It certainly is. If you cast your eyes at the ground, just here, you will see a large footprint. A boot. Hobnailed, if I'm not mistaken.
Captain, that's your footprint.
As I was saying, so that's one clue we can eliminate from our inquiries, as it were.
Oh, Captain, should I just summon the psychic?
Oh, no, nonsense, Private. My deductive skills are more than up to this task.
We're going to be here all night.
What was that, soldier?
Oh, I said I'm sure you're right, Captain. Yes.
So, we're looking for a bowman who is not wearing hobnail boots.
Oh, leave the detective work to me, Private. Now then. So our suspect knows how to poison an arrow.
There's no poison, Captain. Just the arrow.
More of a quarrel, really.
A quarrel?
You know, like a crossbow.
Right. That's what I was about to say. So a hobnailed crossbow-wielding poisoner.
It's not worth it, Private. Just let them get on with it.
A lover's tiff, no doubt.
How do you figure that then, Captain?
That's elementary, my dear Private. A tiff is another name for a quarrel. He was killed with a quarrel. And the smoking gun, look, he's not wearing a wedding ring.
So...
Ergo, somebody removed his wedding ring. We need to find out who has the missing ring.
Captain, maybe he wasn't married.
Well, of course he was married. How else could he be missing his wedding ring? Do keep up, Private.
But Captain...
It's not worth it, Private.
I dare say that this halfling was married to his murderer.
Because?
Well, who else would remove a wedding ring?
Can I just call the psychic now, please, Captain?
So, to sum up, we are after the spouse of this here halfling, who is undoubtedly a hobnailed, crossbow-wielding poisoner in possession of the victim's missing ring.
It's like logic is just taking a day off.
Say again, soldier?
I hope to catch the jousting playoffs, Captain. Yes.
Right you are, soldier. So back to my initial deduction. Bring forth Mrs. Jenkins.
The baker?
The very same. Aha! Behold!
Hobnailed boots.
A crossbow.
With venom-coated quarrels.
And two wedding rings.
It's fair cop, Gov.